A man opens for animals, opens for reptiles, amphibians, mammals, fish, and birds. They're inside. He's like Noah, but his body's the ark. Outside, things are getting worse. Rain has taken the paint off most facades. Trees have started growing in like ingrown hairs. The sun hardly bothers. The man can't eat enough to feed the animals inside him. So the animals hollow out the man. Foxes take the spleen. Sharks tear and spin behind the ribs. Spider crabs work the stomach lining. The man's friends say he's crazy, and it's true. An octopus stares out from behind his eyes.
I place dirt in my mouth. Bitter orange and clover consume patterns of history. Semi-permeable membrane holds debris, leaves, dried fruit, water wash, consume across vast zones of waste. Been listening.
Very much so.
Of emeralds, cities in decreased distances, in digital chimes, bells from tiny speakers. Regarding the app, open apps, polishing glass and fire, passing in and out of light. No need for rebuilding the vague impressions, the ghosts of trees, wide, unaccountable spaces.
Screensaver.
Recapture the wild veins of metal always collapsing. A voice collects our fear into chapters of a book of books, mistranslated. Drawn half-willing into a warp of speech, glancing sharp flashes, signaled by mirrors, struggling to breathe. Celluloid smoke signals. I don't mean to implicate. Celluloid disintegrating. Acid circles. Pure white burn to digits. Countdown. Connective tissue. No intention to conduct a search. Cracked leather crop. Bodies black bagged and left in front of houses. Writing as some kind of bright new religion. Say we are the source, the white light for all the darkest corners. Say break, and again, the limb splits, the dangling roots wave. A hidden dialogue, diatribe, truncated intention, soundbite. Stand in the bay, and know the buildings are very near.
Not even. We're not even close. The nets extend, and we're past from the point of standing. A ray of light.
A ray of light.
Bouncing.
Bouncing.
Window after window.
Window after window.
The image of the sun.
The image of the sun.
Eternally settled.
Eternally settled.
On each facade.
On each facade.
In each glass.
In each glass.
Subtly a shadow interrupts this concert. Subtly a shadow.
Clouds us. Invades us.
I don't recall what happened that day.
I don't recall.
I only remember the shade. Traveling along the pavement.
You are so schizophrenic.
She said.
That at night you hear the voices of your dead mommy issues in the back of your head, and you can't even cry out that it's the stars that matter the most in our tabloid display at the metaphysical bookshop, and this is the Earth.
I tell you, this is the most magnanimous and reclusive planet for sirens. So jump off the pier, you sidewinder, and rejoice at the mistletoe falling army, until this decade is the last decade for the spiral jetty, until Robert Smithson in his San Francisco garb is the most remote saint, and you are brimming in your own backwater in the crystal caves of Lafayette, and Colorado seems so far away, Ocento bathhouse, where Laren whispered that the gang was coming. So swim in those warm waters, cool the nerves of this hydrogen plant, so sedative, in its most holy reluctance to fill the kiddie pool with the backwash of spermicide. I was flying back and forth a lot from Denver to New York that year, and the lady sitting next to me was praying to Allah. She gave me a gummy substance and told me to put it in my mouth, and I saw the city lights coming closer. And I started to pray a bit too, but the prayers were like the apocalypse coming-of-age story I was reading, and I was skipping a lot of classes to make it to the city.
The
problem, memorize, there are children, cute corpses, banshees freshly fallen, blush and pollen, suffocation, swollen. Okay, obesity.
Obesity's obscurity curtailing.
Panko, breadcrumbs burning. The smoke clouds covered the house, and now we are laughing. Flagging.
A post.
Postmark, postal, posted, poster, postbox, post-date, new leather sofa.
Spent approximately...
Red,
hesitant,
fast shipping,
now.
Brain battered,
now.
When you want their blood, gray matter dancing,
on.
Bombs,
in.
Full color, television, addiction,
final acknowledgement.
Proto-color, transgender,
stipulated,
stimpacks, frothed milk, and trimmed tits,
and cradled cleavage.
It does not matter.
You must always have a home, I think.
Earthquakes and tsunamis, invasions, asteroids, aliens, sore thumbs, toy car, shiny red matchbox.
Lego reality.
I imagine boots. You crush the pavement to dust and life is merry.
Remember that day you told me that life mattered a shit?
You didn't show up at the book fair. Claudia realized. She noticed in my eyes. I was pretty sure that something was wrong.
You didn't dare to jump from Archbishop's Bridge, and your days ahead were long, pale, ectomorphic, and company of junkies and retarded people in that draft private mental institution.
That day, I believe, I also felt a kind of particular sense of abandonment, despite my son was about a few months to be born. My messy life span among the pills factory, punk rock, suspicious meeting with writers even more suspicious, drunkenness, stupid robberies, and monumental hangovers.
Excesses!
And it was fun, however, to see in the office of Dr. Gloger a poster that severely warned, life can be beautiful, even now. Remember that day you told me that life matters shit? That day was a Sunday, April 15th. That day, Joey Ramone died.